Jeff Hathorn in an hour, our sports director, to talk about the big weekend in sports. I can't wait to tell you why PennDOT is undefeated all the time. And also, one thing is, it's coming to the surface for those of you who didn't know that, listen, one thing is a front. It's always been a front. It'll always be a front. At least many of these such places are. Happy Friday to you. We're almost out of here. Just a little bit. Halfway through the show. We're excited about this. I can't say it enough. I heard from those commercials, Les Botkin does seem like the nicest guy in the universe. I got to meet that man at some point. Seems like such a splendid man. All right, Fetterman. So John Fetterman fell. He was out on a walk. He had something happened with his heart. And luckily, he had a device that kicked it back. Everything is seemingly going to be okay. He's going to adjust his meds. But this falls on the heels of a stroke. And this is a bigger man, too, right? So, you know, people who are bigger, they tend to have some health problems. And it just is what it is. And it just, he's had a rough go. He's a resilient guy. But let me ask you this at 866-391-1020. So, John Fetterman's up for re-election in 2028. There are some people who say he has aspirations to be the president, or maybe even just the senator again. Who knows? John Fetterman has, in the recent past, drifted into very logical politician that if you said, what party is he in? The party of logic. I think that's a good thing. But does it give you pause to vote for him, considering his health? Even if you are the most staunch Fetterman supporter, does it give you pause because of what's going on with his health? And there's also another topic that shoots off of this is, should we as voters, and I don't know what office, I don't know about township commissioner, but certainly maybe U.S. Senator, and definitely president, should we be able to have a deeper look into what the true health of these candidates are? Like, you think of what just happened with Joe Biden. Joe Biden started out as the Democratic nominee. He was the guy. He was going to be the guy. So many could see it with their own eyes. And they said, well, show me proof. Should we honestly get a look into somebody's health, and it should be made mandatory. Now, the other side is, why, because you're running for office, should you have to punt on your right to privacy with your health? And I could certainly understand that. But it definitely is a topic I think worthwhile to talk about. But it's twofold here. With Fetterman, even if you love all his policies, you love what he's about, you love what he stands for, you love that he stood pretty much against his own party, or maybe just weirdos in his party, and he has stood for logic, are you maybe looking at it and saying, you know, I don't know if by the end of his term, can I bet that he'll have all his faculties? Will he be okay? Is he really looking like he's taking an upswing? He was. But then it's hard for a man who's not that old, relatively, to explain away going for a walk and falling. And I'm told that he has stitches about his head and his face, and that he'll most likely be back in D.C. probably Tuesday or Wednesday. But he's going to look a little bit different because he's pretty marked up. It was told to me by somebody very close to him just before the show today. So it's a discussion at 866-391-1020. I'll grab your calls and take your texts on this. If you look at my ballot, and I don't tell people who I vote for, but if you look at my ballot for any election, there's a Democrat, a Republican, a Democrat, a Democrat, a Democrat, a Democrat, a Republican. It's all across the board. I don't vote straight ticket. I never have. I never will. I don't ever plan on it. I look at the most logical person. If I was planning on voting for John Fetterman in the next election, and I looked at it, and would stand there in that, well, you sit now, in that voting booth at that table, it would be a consideration, either voting for him or not voting for him, his health. With many people, almost all people, it's not. It's how good can this candidate be if they win this and if they fulfill their term. Part of him fulfilling the term would be, would he be healthy enough? Would I project out him being healthy enough to fulfill such a term? Betty's in Plum. Hi, Betty.
Hi. Hey, I wouldn't let the health thing stop me. I look at what the person stands for and what their skills are. So I could vote for John Fetterman because he's able to work with both people, both parties, and use common sense. And I wouldn't let the health issue scare me.
Ah, okay. All right. I do think there are some people who think who it does give pause to a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, normally it would, but during the shutdown, he was able to talk to both sides, and there wasn't much of that going on.
No, you're right about that, and not just during the shutdown, right now. Right now, one of his closest allies is Senator McCormick, who is on the other side. They've come together in unity, they've come together the whole time, and have a wonderful relationship. Dave's in Rankin. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Colin, how are you? How you feeling?
Wonderful. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Yeah, it would be a concern for me. I think since his stroke, there's definitely been a decline. I do like the fact that he is able to play both sides of the aisle, and he's speaking out for people and for causes that aren't necessarily, you know, partisan. They're with him, they're bipartisan. And I can't believe, talking about the earlier subject, that people could be so cruel and insensitive. I mean, it's just what politics does to people these days. I mean, it's terrible, because I always feel God's watching and karma and all that stuff. It's going to come back to you.
No, I think you're right. And I don't think he plays both sides of the aisle. I think he plays no sides of the aisle. And I kind of look at it that way. I could see where you're coming from for sure. He just looks at each situation and says, what's best for the people of Pennsylvania? What's best for the people who live in this Commonwealth? And I respect the hell out of them for that. But are they starting to mount up the medical situations where you go, eh, man, I don't know? Or does that not factor in your vote? And if something happens, it happens. And then you'll deal with that when it comes. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. I do want to talk about PennDOT before the hour's out too, because they have hit a home run again. I mean, they're better than Otani in a lot of ways, batting average-wise. Hello to everybody. Happy Friday. I feel good today. Thank you for asking. Anyway, 866-391-1020. I'm going to tell you about PennDOT in just a little bit. And also, mark your calendars for something. You might want to get in line right now, actually. That's how long the line is going to be. But we were talking about Senator Fetterman. I feel terrible. And I went over some of the things. I feel more terrible for some of the things that were written about him and that are posted about him online by undoubtedly people, wackos on the way, way, way far left. There's a post I posted from direct comments from Reddit that are up there after this fall that he had. And he spoke about it on Monday, about how he sees these comments that are terrible. And then, as fate would have it, he fell not too long after. And then people proved him right. Things like, what a terrible shame that this happened and that he's still with us. I mean, a human wrote those words. Also, our thoughts and prayers finally worked. Somebody wrote that. And dear Giselle, try down the stairs next time. Is the concrete okay? How as a human can you write that about this guy? Hey, whenever you sign up for a social media account, I honestly do think you should have to show validation of your real identification. That would stop the hate on social media by 80 to 85% right off the bat. If not more. But anyhow, there is a very real quotient to his health. And it, even in his best days, you worry about a person who had a stroke and now who fell when he was out for a walk. And then it rolls into John Fetterman, obviously the man, but also the politician. In 2028, in his current form, can you bring it upon yourself to vote for him again? I'd have to give it pause. I would. In looking at it. And take, because you take everything in holistically. What his platforms are, what his initiatives are, what he can do for you, how he can position you, how he can position Pennsylvania, all of that. What he can do from an economic standpoint, everything. But one of them with him, for me, would be, what's his health like? Bill's in Cranberry. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how you doing, Colin?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah. The thing about Fetterman, I think he could do it, but I'd really be interested in his running mate. In case something did happen to him, I think there'd be a lot of eyes on who he would pick, more than any other, you know, any other president who ran for.
Could you vote for him for just senator?
Yeah, because he's an open-minded person, yes.
Yeah, I'd agree to that. I think for more people, it has entered the forefront in their decision or their potential decision. How is his health? He's come around in terms of being a incredibly logical guy. Like, he is going to try to satisfy Pennsylvanians or the people he is supposed to represent and not just one party. But for me, it creeps into my decision. No two ways about it. Susan's in South Hills. Hi, Susan.
I think that his health definitely has to disqualify him from running for president. There's just no question about that. There's no way. As far as the other jobs, if he wants to continue that, I'm okay with.
No, I appreciate your honesty. I would probably lean toward agreeing with you heavily, Susan, that it might be too much of a risk as president, but as senator, I'd be okay with it.
I agree.
Thank you for the call. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. We'll keep this up, and also, I got to tell you about PennDOT. They strike all the right notes. They never miss. Ever, ever, ever. They just hit it out of the park all the time. You know who else does? The Bocce House. Get there. I was there last week. Fantastic place. It's in Fox Chapel. What about this weekend? So much football going on. They'll have it on the TVs. They got huge TVs there. They got great food, luxury cigar bar. You can play Bocce all skill levels, or somebody else can play. You could just hang around. It's that kind of place. Bocce House of Pittsburgh in Fox Chapel. Great food, great drinks, even better company. Meet on the Bocce Court. Visit thebocciehouse.com for details. I had some of the most fabulous pizza I've had in a long time at the Bocce House. I met some great, great friends at the Bocce House. People were in the luxury cigar bar. They were having a whale of a time at the Bocce House. Get there this weekend. It is spectacular. It's in Fox Chapel. Check out all the details, thebocciehouse.com. Here we are, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Jeff Hathorn coming up about 24, 28 minutes or so, just past 5 o'clock. He'll preview the big, big, big weekend in sports. If you can get there, especially from the East, from the Far East, and I'm not talking like China. I'm talking the other side of Monroeville or out towards that-a-way. And Notre Dame fans come from everywhere. Leave now if you're coming from like Harrisburg or somewhere. PennDOT is undefeated, untied, and unscored upon when it comes to decision-making. But I'll say this. Even for them, this one is magical. It is top of the heap. It is a Mount Rushmore PennDOT moment. So a news release came out yesterday. And I'll give them this. They do communicate better than just about any entity I've ever seen. The only thing is, a lot of their communication is stuff where you go, what are you doing? Dateline Pittsburgh, PA. The Pennsylvania Department of Transportation, PennDOT, is announcing a restriction on inbound I-376, that's the Parkway East, in the municipality of Monroeville, Allegheny County, and it will occur Saturday, November 15th, weather permitting. Westbound I-376, you know, that's the Parkway, will be reduced to a single lane of traffic from, you ready for this? 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday between Monroeville and Penn Hills, those interchanges, at the crossover section of the newly replaced bridge over Old William Penn Highway. Crews will conduct concrete deck replacement work. Lane restrictions will be removed if the work is completed early, because PennDOT gets a bunch of work done early. Additionally, Old William Penn Highway will close the traffic between Evergreen Drive and Duff Road from 6 a.m. Saturday continuously through 6 a.m. Sunday. Traffic on Old William Penn Highway will be detoured. Then it gives you this posted detour. The work's part of $70.1 million, 376 Parkway East, Betterment Project, yada, yada, yada. All right. Is there anything wrong with working 6P to 6A that I don't know about? Which, in other parts of the state and the nation, and especially places like Japan, they got no problems doing. Also, whenever you're on the turnpike coming from Harrisburg and east, the exit it tells you to get off of, if you follow your GPS or if you follow the signs on the turnpike, Acrisure Stadium exit is the Monroeville exit. It just is. That's where it tells you to get off. So say you're coming that way from the Laurel Highlands, from Harrisburg, from Philly. There's a lot of Notre Dame fans from Philly and in through there. All over the place they come from. They get off of there, then they get on the parkway from the Monroeville exit, or from Monroeville, off of the turnpike right to the parkway. You mean to tell me they could walk right into a single lane of traffic? I'm not saying PennDOT needs to reevaluate their decision-making, but when it is that one pit game that is going to get, and Pitt's had pretty good attendance this year, actually, but when it's that one pit game that's going to get a ton of people, because Notre Dame always draws wherever they play, doesn't matter. Notre Dame can play in Walla Walla. They're going to get a lot of people. They're going to fill the stadium. You might want to figure out a different time to shut down the parkway, potentially. It's just my thought here. Or, you know, work at night could make it happen. So there's that. So mark your calendars for that. Also, mark your calendars for this. You may want to get in line. It might take you this long to get there because the parkway will be closed. But Paul Skeens bobblehead. Get this. Now, I have said the bobblehead is the most evergreen and the safest thing that you'll get, like the novelty that you'll get at a ballpark, promotion. It's stood the test of time. It's never going to go away, it doesn't seem. It has shown that it's not dropped off on any speed. Like, it's only really picked up speed, and people seem to want it all the time. It may be 300 years from right now, and they're still giving away bobbleheads. It has stood the test of time, and it keeps moving forward. Anyhow, Paul Skeens won the Cy Young Award, right? Just the other day. They gave it to him. Pirates, quick on the draw. They're ready to go. Because they do stuff like give you stuff, bobbleheads and fireworks, better than any organization in the world. So, April 18th against Tampa. They're going to host the Tampa Bay Rays. They're going to give away the Paul Skeens bobblehead. They didn't reveal whether they'd make sure that every fan received a bobblehead at the ballpark or if they have a set number. They haven't told people that yet. And if those run out, will remaining fans get them at a later date like that happened before? Now, remember when Skeens bobblehead back April 19th this past year against the Guardians? There were like 37,500 people there. Second highest attendance game at the park this past year. And they honored Skeens, right, from the Rookie of the Year stuff. And they originally had a limit of 20,000. Then there were lines across the Clemente Bridge. There were riots. It looked like they were going to burn down the whole place. Then people got those electronic vouchers, and they got them later. So there was that. I don't know how this is going to work, but I do know this. This game will probably, this is April 18th, they're going to host Tampa Bay. I bet this is the first game to sell out this year. Like when they do advanced tickets, this will be bigger than any other team, that's for sure. And it will certainly be bigger than opening day. That'll go fast. I'm fascinated by bobbleheads, though. You could make a bobblehead, and I mean this, that looks absolutely nothing like the person, and many of them don't, and just plop their name on the bottom and say it's Paul Skeens, and it could look like Johnny Ray, and you just give it away, and people go on eBay right away and pay $300 for it. It's a fascinating relic that they give away, and again, it shows no signs of slowing down. Whoever was the first guy to bring up the bobblehead, to think of the bobblehead, and say, let's do these things, figurines of people, that's head bobbles around on a little spring. And they sat in some meeting somewhere, and everybody else went for it. I wonder if they knew how they were changing the world. Because seriously, you have people lined up across the bridge. You have people today already maybe taking off work, putting in their off day for April 18th. To not go to work so they can get a Skeens bobblehead. You have people who will buy tickets and not even go to the game. You seen these jokers? They'll go in, they'll get handed their three, because they have three tickets or whatever, three Paul Skeens bobbleheads and say, I'm not here for the baseball, I'm here for the bobblehead, and turn right back around and go across the Clemente Bridge, get in their car and go home. That happens. I've seen it. A bunch of people do it. The bobblehead has changed the world. It just has. And again, no signs of slowing down. Coming up next, I'm here to tell you, one thing is a front. It'll always be a front. It's always been a front. And don't get it twisted. You'll find out what that is. We'll talk to Jeff Hathorn, top of the hour. We'll talk a little bit more Fetterman and so, so much more. And cell phones in schools. The city schools want to get rid of them. We'll see how that goes. Jeff Hathorn, just a few minutes from right now. Skeens bobblehead. The Skeens bobblehead's interesting looking, too. It's got him in mid-motion. Throwing. I'm excited. I won't get it. Somebody from the office will get it. They'll bring one in here. It'll sit on the shelf with a bunch of other bobbleheads that they have. Interesting. Like I said, some bobbleheads, though, look nothing like the person. Skeens will look more like Jason Thompson than it'll look like Paul Skeens. Very good chance of that. All right. Okay, I'm just going to lift the lid on this. For those who have been in the dark. I don't know how you can be in the dark about this. But I heard Paul Alexander, I heard this report that he gave, and it was one of these things that if you have any common sense, you've ever talked to somebody, or you're not a hermit or something, you know this. So again, I'm going to lift the lid on it after Paul's report.
The parlors targeted were Muse Asian Massage in Hempfield and Unity and Rag One Foot Spa and Lee's Massage in Greensburg. Trooper Steve Lamonti said there has been an ongoing investigation for the past month. Patrons were allegedly offered a service that was sexual in nature. Both agencies used undercover officers. As a result, Greensburg police arrested 39-year-old Heilan Zhu and state police arrested 60-year-old Zhang Pian of New York. Both women are accused of offering sexual favors for cash and were denied bail. Police also seized cash records and banking information. Several additional women were taken into custody by U.S. Immigration because of deportation orders. Paul Alexander, News Radio, KDKA.
All right, now I don't want to sully the good name of any foot spa or Asian massage parlor. Just 90 to 95% of them. So anytime you see a sign, and this isn't speaking from firsthand accounts, this is just speaking from logic. Anytime you see a sign that says foot spa or Asian massage parlor, generally there's more than a foot spa or an Asian massage on the menu. Again, not all, but 90 to 95%. People aren't going in there and getting a massage like you get at Nemacolin with hot stones and this and that and the other thing. You ever notice when you drive by those places? Here's a dead tip-off for you. Because there's like two of them on the way home for me. Ever notice how many guys, first of all, if you ever like stopped at a red light by one, always single guys. If this massages are so good, why do women never go in those places? Answer yourself that, okay? You ever been in traffic outside of one of those places? How many women you ever seen get out of their car and go into one of those places? And then, if these places are so on the up and up, and they're just getting a foot massage, I'd love a foot massage. Yeah, how about an Asian massage? What's that? Oh, just my back. Oh, okay, sure. If they're so on the up and up, ever notice those guys, always guys, pull in backwards so you can't see their license plate from the street? Now, I hate that I'm ratting on these guys that are patrons of these places, but it's kind of just what it is. This is the observation everyone makes, I would hope. And if you don't, you're living in the Stone Ages, or you're a hermit, or you're detached from reality. I'm not trying to put these places out of business. You do what you got to do. If it's illegal and it's, you know, not good for the community, then I guess, yeah, they should be out of business. And then there's the human trafficking element, which sucks. But I can't believe there are actually people in this world who drive past one of these places or stopped in traffic and you look to your left and you say, oh, Asian massage. That's going to be good for the community. That's a good place. Asian massage. Yeah, we need more of those. That ain't what that is. It's just, it's not. And I can't believe it takes me telling you that for you to understand it. Or maybe we're just like Barb Warwick, the city council lady, who wants all these places. She's fine with sex workers and things like that. And we should just embrace it. I don't know. But I hear these busts and some people are like, oh, wow. If you're surprised by that, that's on you. It's 2025. Jeff Hathorn, not a purveyor of such places or a participant. No way. Jeff Hathorn, top of the hour. Going to talk to him about all the sports happening in the city this weekend.